This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about National Intern Day. That's going to be on July 31st and the Lenawee County portion of National Intern Day. And happy to have on the program with me Melissa Tsuji, who is the Director of Career Services at Siena Heights University. Melissa, welcome.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And Mike Ayer, who is the retired director of HR at Vacher Chemical, but also is a solution specialist workforce development at Siena, too. Wow, you got a lot behind your name there, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Dale.
It's good to have you here. You know, Melissa, maybe just kind of talk to you a little bit, or maybe the both of you, about what the International Intern Day is all about.
National Intern Day occurs throughout the country on the last Thursday of July. So this year that happens to be July 31st. And it's been going on for many years. This is the third year that we have celebrated here in Lenawee County.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a day that exists to honor the work and the value that a student intern, in our case, a college-level intern, brings to an organization, not only in productivity, but also in talent, in perspective, in culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to say that it's a professional development day.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that we plan it.
Sure.
But that's also how we market it to an employer, as it's a professional opportunity for all of the college interns that come to Lenawee County in the summer to come together and get to know each other, to build their network, and to have some fun.
Yeah. But it's very important to have a day like this, right, Mike?
I do believe so. You know, Vacher had a very strong internship program, and I felt that we needed to do something to connect them more with the community than just the company, because in reality, most employers are looking at this as a stepping stone for their talent pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an opportunity for them to get great talent, great energy, new perspectives, maybe some new technology. But it's also an opportunity for them to try them out and we also want to give the interns an opportunity to try out the community, because in the end, we want them to come back as full-time employees and residents of the community, much like I did, you know, years ago after I graduated from Adrian College, I ended up bringing my family here.
Yeah.
You know, some years later.
Well, I mean, that would be great if we can get that young talent to be able to stay here to, you know, help grow our industry, our companies, our businesses as well. And that's the whole idea of this too, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Our motto is live, learn, work, and play in Lenawee.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what it is, because it's not only is being able to go and develop that workforce, but also to be able to have them to enjoy the recreational side of what Lenawee County has to offer, Melissa.
Yes, it's all of the amenities, the Irish Hills. We have a robust arts scene with the Croswell, the Adrian Center for the Arts. We have Flatlanders in Blissfield, the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. I would be remiss if I did not mention the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. All of these arts-related cultural pieces add to the viability of our community.
Yes.
But it's also, we have tremendous employment opportunities.
Yes.
In Lenawee County.
Yes.
And one of the other pieces that we like to help the interns understand is that cost of living piece.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, when we think about moving out of our parents' home or graduating from college and moving someplace, sometimes it's sticker shock at what rent is or purchasing a home. So we try to help them understand that it is more cost effective to stay in Lenawee County.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, Mike and I have been co-chairs for 3 years. Mike came to me 3 years ago and said, hey, let's run with this. And it's just a really rewarding experience.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the work that Mike and I get to do together on behalf of the student interns, but also on behalf of our employers in this county.
Yeah. So let's talk about the day. What does the day look like that you'll be having here in Lenawee County then, Mike?
Certainly. We start off with a service project. This year, we're partnering with Habitat for Humanity. We're still working through some of those details, whether we're going to be building ramps or maybe doing some painting. In the past, we've done some major landscaping for some of the lots that we've worked on. So that'll be probably 3-4 hours of service project on the east side of Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
We'll then caravan up to the Stubnitz Center for a really nice catered lunch and more networking opportunities. We have Doug Gray going to speak to our interns, and he's going to give a little different perspective about his career and why he remains here in Lenawee. So it's always, we always try to keep it very short, but very impactful. So
yeah, but he's a great speaker though.
Yeah, he
really does. He's really good and gives a lot of great information out.
Yeah. And so then we finish up the day. We're going to be over at the Adrian Center for the Arts and do a lot of different recreational activities there. We're still working through some of those details with the artists, but they also have disc golf and, of course, the Sam Buford Woodworking
Institute
there.
Yeah.
So lots of different things that we hope to be able to take advantage of and expose our student interns to as well.
Yeah. What a great way to, and it's a great way to be able to let them know how much is available here in Lenawee County, Melissa.
Yes, that is our goal, is to celebrate them, first of all, but also to help them understand all the various offerings that Lenawee County has for them as they become young professionals.
Absolutely, yeah. Is there still time for businesses, industry to get their interns involved in this, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be sending out an email probably this week to all the employers. Those that maybe don't get the email, they could identify themselves directly through careerservices@sienaheights.edu. But we're going to have the employers register, and then we're going to do a second reach out to the interns themselves and ask them to identify all their academic information, so we have that as well. The other thing that we would hope businesses would look at, those that are offering services or products, and we give away little goodie bags, little swag bags at the end. And so we've been fortunate enough to get coupons and, freebies from different businesses. And again, if they have something of interest like that, again, use that same email address, careerservices@sienaheights.edu, and we will get out there very quickly to pick up any merchandise that they have to offer.
Because this is another way to let the interns know what's available here in Lenawee County and what's here in Lenawee County too, Melissa.
Correct. We've had, in the past, employers have donated coupons for ice cream or roller skating, ice skating, bowling,
cider
and donuts. I mean,
movie students, passes.
There you go. Yeah,
students love food.
Yes,
but it's a great way to showcase what is easily accessible to them.
Yes,
and this day is at no cost to the employer. We ask that the employer pay the intern as they normally would.
If they were at the location.
As if they were at the location, and treat it like a professional development day.
Yeah.
Like any of us would go to a conference or a golf outing where you're going to be networking. So we solicit sponsorships. I'd like to give a shout out to our current sponsors for this year.
Sure.
They are the Farber Foundation, the Lenawee Community Foundation, and Krieghoff of Lenawee. But we have lots of opportunity for other folks to join in the sponsorship of the event, it is our goal that it is at no cost to the student intern. It is no cost to the employer. It is a completely sponsored event from the businesses in Lenawee County.
Yeah. And it's great to have that collaboration, Mike.
It really is. This is a partnership. I really see it that way because, the interns are part of it. The colleges themselves are part of it. Many of the interns are from Lenawee County, and we want to keep them here.
Yeah.
But a couple years ago, we had interns from Texas and New York State and I think California, and we had some international students from Brazil.
Wow.
And so that partnership between businesses and the colleges and the employers and the interns, I think that's what makes this a very special event.
Yeah, it sure is. Because we can, as we mentioned before, we can keep these interns to be able to stay here in Lenawee County. I mean, not only does it fulfill the employment end of things, but also they become a part of the economy, and contributing to the economy as well, Mike.
Well, they also contribute to our marketing efforts because many of these interns go back to colleges, right? And they talk up their employer. They talk up the community and the opportunities and hopefully the great fun they had on intern day.
Yeah. Really a win-win situation, Melissa.
It is. It's one of my highlights of the year. And this is an ongoing planning experience for Mike and I. We talk National Intern Day year round. We do have a really terrific team that helps us with the day. We have participation from Adrian College, City of Tecumseh, City of Adrian,
Lenawee County.
Morenci is with us
nice.
As well. We also have support through Michigan Works Southeast, Visit Lenawee.
Downtown Development.
Yes, yes. Group. So it's a team this is definitely a team effort. And it just gets better and better every year.
Yeah, Melissa talks about, we talk about this year round, but obviously this is the very busy season for us as we start to register the employers, get the interns, get their information as well, and get them all set to join us on July 31st.
Now, Mike, is there a deadline for the employers and businesses to register their interns?
We'd like to have it right away, but realistically, we'll take them anytime.
Okay.
Right? I mean, we really want everyone to be able to participate.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We've had 35 to 40 interns participate the last 2 years, and we anticipate a number in that ballpark for 2025.
Yeah.
And it's, I think my favorite part of the day is when everybody gathers and Mike and I stand up in front and we lead ice breaking.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they're just, I gotta talk. Yeah. But by the time we get into the service project, and definitely by the time we get to lunch,
sure,
they're best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And that we want them to build their network.
Yeah.
Looking around the circle, looking around the room, you are the future leaders. You are the future industry experts and professionals.
And definitely get them that experience if they've never done it before about what networking is all about, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. It's interesting because, we're trying to draw people from more and more industries, more and more service companies as well. And sometimes they don't even know that one of their colleagues from a university is here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're networking here. And of course, they identify their academic study. So, engineers or chemists or business folks, accounting folks, and they're able to talk about their career interests. And it's really pretty exciting to see when they start to make those connections.
And they start meshing together, right? Exactly. All right. This is going to be on July 31st. And again, if they would like to get more information or to be able to be a sponsor or to register their interns, what's the best way of doing that, Melissa?
They can reach out to us at careerservices@siennaheights.edu.
Okay, very good. Looking forward to another successful national internship day here in Lenawee County on July 31st. And much success once again for the day. So, Melissa Tsuji from Siena Heights University and Mike Ayer, who is also working with the Siena Heights University too, and former HR director at Vockers. It's good to have both of you on the program. Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, appreciate your help. Thanks, Dale.
Appreciate you being here. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.